It's time to separate fact from fiction and health fads. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Hello there. Thanks for coming back and thanks for being with me. You know, we talk about this all the time. I mean, I know I listen to Radio MD and I certainly talk about every single day. I talk about to my patients our environment. I was at a conference actually a couple weekends ago and I heard a doctor tell us that if you are not learning more about environmental medicine, and what I mean by environmental medicine is the study of what is happening and evolving in our environment and how it affects our body, then I can't remember the exact words, but we aren't being great doctors. That's what I heard them say. And I think it's true because, you know, when we look at contributing factors, and every time somebody kind of steps up to, bellies up to my, not bellies up to my bar, but bellies up to my office and starts talking about their issues and what's getting their attention regarding their health, I'm always looking for the multitude of contributing factors. It's very rare that I have a patient come in and they, I do, I actually have one story that I can remember in the last decade that, I'll tell you, she tripped off a curb and she broke her toe. But we also had to sort of understand why at her young age, 37, she was able to break her bone maybe so easily. And we got into a little bit of that. But for the most part, what I'm saying is there's multifactorial things that contribute to why people are feeling poorly, especially in our modern day. So we think about endocrine or hormone imbalances and the symptoms of that. So moodiness, hot flashes, insomnia, irritability, weight gain, you name it. And so I got to talk about this environment and then some stuff we can do about it. Because honestly, today, and I'm going to focus on women, but I got to tell you something. This is an equal opportunity issue. I promise you. We are bombarded with endless toxins from the environment. While our body continually works to sort of deactivate and eliminate harmful substances, because we have a process to do that. We do, but it's the sheer volume that may challenge even the most optimally functioned detoxification systems. We do have a process to detoxify things, but when there's an overall body burden that just gets so big, our body's ability to deal with these substances may be further compromised by also nutrient deficiencies in the diet. Also things like lack of exercise, lack of vitamin D or getting out into the natural sun. And obviously they can also be compromised by too much chronic stress, if that makes sense, okay? So what I'm going to talk about are nutrients that are critical in aiding the body's natural process. So basically we're not going through a detox that's going to, take you 10 days without food or if you're just going to be juicing, nothing like that. This is everyday things that you can actually do to aid the body in naturally detoxifying and restoring cellular health, restoring also adrenal function. And the result of that, which I love the most, is hormone balancing, okay? So one of the things that I can't even talk enough about is glutathione. Glutathione is, it's composed of the amino acid glutamine, cysteine and glycine. Okay, all three together, they're building blocks. And while glutathione exists either in a reduced state or an oxidized state, it is the reduced state. This is very important, okay? In which virtually all of the vital biological functions of glutathione are carried out. That happens a lot in our bodies. We have to kind of do things to them in order to get them available to ourselves. And as a consultant in the natural product industry, I got to tell you something. It only works if you take it and it can deliver a functional dose. One of the glutathiones that I love the most is something called clinical glutathione. It's by Terry Naturally, and it is something that you actually can take. And it's liposomal, so you suck on it, and it is has some incredible studies behind it as far as being very, very powerful antioxidant, and it's a vital factor in detoxification processes, and a critical component in maintaining really, really healthy cells. I mean, it is the Mac Daddy Mac when it comes to antioxidants, in my opinion. So also, I think what's really important is targeting nutritional support when we're talking about toxins for the adrenals. The proper balance of stress hormones, okay? So this is cortisol. You can't have it too high because your thyroid's not going to function well. And guess what? Thyroid's not going to function well if you have it too low either. It's an important factor in achieving optimal health. And the adrenal glands are responsible for so many things. So many, the synthesis of hormones, I mean, there's over 50 hormones that the adrenal glands are responsible for. And one of the things that we have that you all have heard about, I know, is adrenal dysregulation, I call it, but adrenal fatigue or adrenal burnout, where just the chronic stress that we have in our society just leaves us feeling almost like we got bit by a tsetse fly and we are so exhausted. We're relying on coffee to keep us awake during the day and we're relying on other things to help us get sleep at night. Our adrenals and the cortisol also sets that circadian rhythm, that sleep-wake cycle. And so it's extremely important to support the adrenal glands. You can do that. Vitamin C is the number one vitamin to do that. As far as hormone health in this modern day, 100%. And then also vitamin B6, which is often depleted by stress. So B6 is very, very important, 100 milligrams twice a day. L-tyrosine. L-tyrosine is a precursor to both adrenal and thyroid hormones. Very important. And also licorice root. Licorice root actually increases the half-life of cortisol, which allows your adrenal glands to rest even if you keep demanding from them, okay? So that's really important to understand. Now, as we're moving down and to continue on, these ingredients helping you to detoxify on a daily basis and really provide optimal health and optimal hormone health. Let's talk about optimizing estrogen metabolism. This is very, very, very important. This continues to be, I wrote a book called Creating and Maintaining Balance, A Woman's Guide to Safe Natural Hormone Health. And it was, it was over 10 years ago. It was 11 years ago. And the story that I talk about in that book, unfortunately, is still a really prevalent story. You think about a book written 11 years ago that, hey, maybe we've, you know, gotten that information from all of the different ways that we can get information, and we've done something about it as a society, as a whole. But honestly, the idea of estrogen dominance, or that we live in this chemically dependent society, and there are these estrogen and endocrine disruptors, they're called. Theo Kolbern, and I, you know, I read this book a while ago, and I kept calling him a he, and she passed recently. Theo Kolbern wrote a great book called Our Stolen Future, and it's all about endocrine disruptors, or our hormone disruptors, and these are estrogen mimickers, and they are a big problem. But what we can do to actually, and they're everywhere, plastics and pesticides and car exhausts and soaps and emulsifiers and household cleaning products and health and beauty aids. I often mention on the show EWG.org, environmentalworkinggroup.org. They've got a great informational website, and you can have a cosmetic database there where you put your cosmetics in, because you put your cosmetics where? On your face. That soaks up. And these endocrine disruptors, they're fat soluble. They can pass through our skin, and they start acting like hormones that should not be there. So two things, both diindolmethane, or something called DIM. It's a dietary something called indol that's naturally present in like broccoli and other cruciferous vegetables, and it can improve this hormonal balance by shifting the way that estrogen is metabolized. And DIM's been in the bodybuilding world for a long time. Once again, component of like cruciferous vegetables, broccoli, cauliflower, kale, you name it. That increases lean muscle mass and really helps be an efficient fat burner too, okay? So that's diindolmethane, DIM. I love EstroBalance from Enzymatic Therapy. Also, calcium D-glucarate. Calcium D-glucarate can help get out these bad estrogens. They bind to those estrogens, all right? So really important to think about really supporting the adrenal glands, making sure you've got an absorbable glutathione on board, and also get that liver pumping so that estrogen can get metabolized in a safe and healthy way. You've got diindolmethane or calcium D-glucarate. The impact of our modern day influences, I gotta tell you, environmental exposure, stress, and nutrient deficiencies can take a toll. But we've got Radio MD and me to help us through it. So thank you so much. I am Dr. Holly Lucille, and this is Mindful Medicine. You can always follow us on Twitter or Facebook at Your Radio MD. We will be right back.